We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. WILLPLEDGE.ORG. Now here's your program.
.org.
You took the toaster when you went. You never paid your half the rent. You took the spices from the rack, but you don't have to put them back. 'Cause in your haste on Halloween, you left your camera on the bed where we played roles in black and white. You left a roll of black and white. I set the timer and thought of you and put the lens up to my head. I took a photograph for you. What comes out gray is really red. So are you happy now?
And we begin this afternoon with a singer-songwriter. Rich Warren is with us this afternoon. What did we hear?
That was Richard Schindel performing one of his early songs from a live recording, Are You Happy Now? I think that's the song that turned me on to him when I first heard him. Must have been, good grief, almost 20 years ago now. Incredible singer-songwriter, still is. His work has gotten more deep and sophisticated as time's gone by. On this edition, I thought I'd feature some of my favorite singer-songwriters and great songs by them, but I've made a qualification since there's so many great singer-songwriters out there. They have to be Canadian or American, and they can't be on a major label. So all these people are on small labels. Mm-hmm. They're not on Columbia or RCA or EMI or any of the Warner labels. These people all have only recorded on small labels, thus beautiful artists like Susan Werner I haven't included because she had a couple of major label albums out at one point, or Loudon Wainwright, or of course, you know, Bob Dylan or Joni Mitchell or those people, Tom Paxson, all have had major label recordings. But these people we're going to hear today, all of them are on small labels, and yet they're eking out a living this way. And I wanted to add, since this is a Fun Drive week, that when you support WILL, you're also supporting these individual artists, because I've done a survey. There's a listserv on the internet that has nothing but folk DJs, about 100 shows in this country, and every single one of them is on a listener-supported radio station. There are no regular radio stations playing this music. So when you support WILL, you're also supporting the artists who make the music, because without stations like WILL, this music wouldn't be heard, and then you wouldn't know who to go to see at a gig.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I've certainly left out people, too. There are so many wonderful people out there. I didn't bring any Carrie Newcomer, who's a superb artist. It was hard to make a choice of five or six people we could squeeze into this 40, 45-minute segment. So some songs will fade out, some songs we'll hear in their entirety. But it's a very fertile scene out there in the singer-songwriter world. Great, incredibly creative people writing beautiful lyrics and wonderful poetry, great catchy melodies to go with it. And they are surviving in this tough world, in the music world, where it's hard to make a living. Mm-hmm. And people like Richard Schindel and John Gorka and James Keelahan all have devoted followings. And so I thought we'd play a few of some old ones, some new ones today, and point out what great music is currently being made by these people.
Well, thanks for championing these folks. It's really important that they have a voice, someone like you and the stations that we hear them on across the public radio network. This is the Afternoon Magazine, and our guest today is the host of the Midnight Special, Rich Warren. The Midnight Special is a program of folk music and humor that's long been a staple of public radio in the U.S., and it's heard on many public radio stations, including this one, and we hope you'll join us for the Midnight Special Saturday afternoons from 2 to 4 here on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2. You can also listen online at will.illinois.edu. Listeners, we look forward to hearing from you this afternoon. Join the conversation with questions, comments. The number to call in the Champaign-Urbana area, 333-9455. That's 333-WILL. We also have a toll-free number. That number, 800-222-9455. 800-222-9455. WILL. Well, when you came in the studio this afternoon, I said, thanks to your show, I've really been turned on to a group called Sons of the Never Wrong. And we don't have anything from them to play today. But, you know, here's another way that the Midnight Special is such a great resource. And it's a wonderful way, it's a wonderful entry point into folk and folk style music. And it's also a way to continue to build on what you know.
Absolutely. And I keep thinking that if I were to bring in all of my favorite contemporary folk musicians, it'd be the entire pledge drive would be nothing but singer-songwriters, because there are so many good ones out there and they're so worth supporting. And Sons of Never Wrong are a Chicago trio. They've been together now almost, I think it's 20 years, and they are so lively and animated on stage, so ultra creative. They don't sound like anybody else. They are entirely themselves. And they are lovely people as human beings, and you get them on stage, the audience just goes nuts for them. I saw them when they had their new CD release party at the Old Town School a few months ago, and the audience was just going berserk. They love them so much. And yeah, it's so great to expose people to these new artists. Every once in a while, I'll receive an email on a Saturday evening or late afternoon. People who had been listening to WILL, the Midnight Special, Saturday afternoon, actually went to the artist's website and bought a CD that I played in the Midnight Special. Sometimes they say, I got 5 CD sales this afternoon from your airplane WILL.
Wow.
And that really means something. It means something how great the station is for carrying the music and how it supports the artist. And that's the really important thing, why I'm so honored to be on WILL and be talking to you now, is because it's not me, it's the artist. These people getting out there, sharing their music with people. To me, doing radio is the same as sitting around in the living room playing favorite songs, swapping favorite songs with people. It's a very one-on-one kind of relationship. It's not like doing a concert. It's more like sharing your favorite things. And I sit at home and listen to these things. I was driving home from Michigan the other day and just listening to this new James Keelahan CD. And James is a very talented performer. He's from Canada. But one song came on, and I looked at my partner in the car, and she looked at me, and we almost drove off the road. It was such an incredibly powerful song. And it sounds like it's 200 years old. That's the funny thing. It sounds like a traditional folk song. He wrote it. And it shows the kind of intensity and power that artists are capable of putting on these CDs. And then I can't wait for Saturday night to come to share with my WFMT listeners, but we're going to get to hear it today on WILL. This just came out a week or so ago. And it's an amazing song about a bar, people at a bar, but the kind of kinship that develops. And it's a long song, but it's the only one today I'll ask to play in its entirety, because you need to have the very end line to make the whole song deliver its final punch. But this is James Keelahan, and a song about, I think it's called McConnellville's or something like that, about a pub. So,
okay, let's hear it. It's from his new CD, House of Cards.
I work down at McConnellville's. It's the pub behind the square. If ever you're in Portadown, anyone can point you there. We have lagers, ales, and porters, but the thing that brings them in is the whiskey that McConville brews. That's where this all begins. In all the years I've worked there, and for 50 years before, not a bottle of the sweet stuff ever walked outside the door. 'Cause McConville laid the rule down, and it was honored till today. You can drink your fill while at the bar, but the bottle has to stay. Seven years ago, when young Jimmy first came by, he was looking for a local. We were the third place that he'd try. He looked around, no Ferns, no telly blaring from the bar. And once he tried the whiskey, Jimmy never strayed too far. He'd come in after dinner for an hour, maybe more. play some cards and talk and joke, 'cause that's what a local's for. Before he'd leave most nights, because the bottles had to stay, he'd ask me for a whiskey just to see him on his way. Three days ago his maid came in. He said Jimmy took a fall from the roof that he was working on. He had no chance at all. And today after the funeral, after Barry and young Jim, they came here to his second home. Mourners crowded in. Then I did a thing I never thought I'd do till it was done. I took a bottle from the shelf, I held it up for everyone. Rules are made for breaking. Tonight the whiskey leaves the bar. An auction for the family will give me £50 to start. At £500 the bidding stopped. Yeah, you couldn't hear a sound but for the roar as Jimmy's friends stepped up and laid their pay packs down. And I can't believe I did it. I never thought I'd see the day that I'd hand someone the bottle and then watch it walk away. And as I was headed home tonight, I passed the graveyard by. I'm sure that I heard singing and silhouetted on the sky were Jimmy's friends. They were pouring something on his grave, a little offering for young Jim to help him on his way. I work down at McConville's. That's the pub behind the square. If ever you're in Portadown, anyone can point you there.
Boy, that is a stopper. What a wonderful story that unfolds there, and he just takes his time and tells it to us so beautifully.
It really brought tears to my eyes both today and when I first heard it. I had trouble driving. Every once in a while I hear a song in the car that just makes me want to pull over and sob a bit at the end. And he captures the human spirit and the very essence of our souls in that song. And that to me is what defines a great songwriter. Utah Phillips, who passed away a year and a half ago, made a point that too many people are writing love songs or, staring their navels introspectively. And it's these songs that deal with larger things than ourselves. That is our very inner soul, but in a larger context where we can look outside of ourselves and see other people and then reflect upon ourselves. Those are the great songs. Mm. Yes, there are a lot of great love songs out there. I don't think I brought any with me today. There's one love song if we get to it. But it's these songs that really show the human spirit and the soul within, and those are the ones that get me every time, and this is one of them. I just had to share it with you because it's brand new, and I was going to bring one of his older songs. James Keelan wrote this terrific song based on Norman MacLean's book, Young Men and Fire, about that terrible fire in Montana. That's about 50 years ago now, but this song just cried out to be heard. So,
yeah, well, the camaraderie here just really comes through so beautifully, and it's just a stopper. Well, tell us a little bit more about James Keelahan. What can you tell us about the man?
Well, he's been at this for most of his life. I think he recorded his first CD when he was a late teenager, and he did idolize Stan Rogers quite a bit. He's from Canada, and in fact, a lot of people were concerned at first that maybe he was trying a little too hard to be like Stan, but I think he's come into his own voice very distinctly. And this is what he does. This is his life. He tours and writes and sings, and he's been at it now for so long, and he's all over the world. I mean, I've had him on WFMT when he came back from Australia to do a gig for us, and he's a very quiet person in the sense you don't know what his personal life is. He doesn't sing a lot of songs about his personal life. He has a few love songs, but generally he's looking for things that really fascinate him that he can write about, and that's what makes him so I guess he's in his probably late 40s now, early 50s, and he is just a wonderful singer as well as a songwriter.
Listeners, you can join us this afternoon. Join our conversation about folk music with Rich Warren with a phone call. Join us at 333-9455 in the Champaign-Urbana area, toll-free 800-222-9455, 333-WILL, 800-222-WILL. Before we played that song, you said this reminds you of a very old folk ballad. Why?
Well, a lot of folk ballads were based on, you know, drinking in the pub, on singing together, on the camaraderie kind of aspect of music. And this sort of captured that. And the way he paced it and the way he repeated the verse at the end is very traditional in style. The whole nature of the song sounds like it could be 200 years old. There's nothing in that song that says 20th century or 21st century, as the case may be. And it really harkens back to an earlier era of folk songs. And every once in a while, you hear a contemporary song that, if you didn't know what year you were sitting in, you'd think that could be, you know, a song from 1828 or something. It's just a different world. Whereas the next song we're going to play, obviously, took place in the second half of the 20th century. This song, we won't play the whole thing because it's, again, a seven-minute song. We don't have time for that, but I want to play at least a few verses. Talking about writing outside of yourself, Suzanne McDermott, who is an artist, she's actually a graphic, does watercolors, beautiful paintings, writes poetry. She recorded three CDs and then sort of quit. But she was fascinated about the Roswell incident. That's when they assumed there was may have been a flying saucer down in New Mexico, I guess it was, back in, was it 1947, 48, I think she says the date in the song. And she was captivated because while most rational people really think it really was a weather balloon or some sort of man-made object, this song follows, this is a true story that the military tried to hush it up, which is true. She said, but what could we have learned from these people, these aliens? If there was an alien, what could we have learned by following this rather than hushing it up? Of course, the song has political ramifications, among other things. But the fact that she researched this so thoroughly and then wrote this beautifully poetic song about it, she also wrote a song about Robert Oppenheimer, the great physicist who led the Manhattan Project. I mean, this woman knows no bounds in her subject matter. But her poetry is so sublime that you don't realize she's feeding you a true story and moralizing on it. It's just, what a great voice and song. So let's just hear a bit of the Roswell incident from Suzanne McDermott.
Southeast of Corona, near Roswell, New Mexico. In the middle of nowhere, no radio, no telephone. 1947, and I was 12 years old. Big lightning storm one night, beginning of July. We heard an explosion, wondered what. Riding out the next morning over the pasture to check on some sheep. That's when Daddy found it, the big field of weird debris. He brought some of it home then, laid it out on the kitchen floor. Bits and pieces of things we'd never seen before. Like foil, but not foil. Like wood, but not wood. Like wire, waxed paper, all weighing much less than it should. And everything was so strong, we couldn't cut it or scrape it. Pliable, unnatural, we couldn't burn or break it. And there were symbols in purple and pink, like a transparent recipe, ranged out in columns, but nothing we could read. A couple days later, Daddy drove into Corona, and there he heard the stories, what had been seen by others near Magdalena on the plains of San Agustin. A civil engineer and an archaeological research team found a disc-shaped object surrounded by creatures like human but not human. Round heads, no hair, small features.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. We heard there Susan McDermott from her album Ephemera. That is quite a story, isn't it, that's unfolding there?
Yeah, because the next scene, the next act,
yeah,
the military comes and takes her father away, and they imprison him and say, if you don't forget what you saw, if you talk about it, you're not going home. So he comes home, and the child in the song says, Daddy, what was it? And he said, forget about it. We didn't see anything. We don't know anything. Mm. And then the chorus goes, what could we have learned from this? Mm. And then you get the moral of the story is, you know, whether or not it was real, we shouldn't be hiding these things. So it's a very powerful song if you follow the whole thing through. And she's also a very, very talented songwriter.
Yeah. Well, you know, no matter how you feel about, you know, that aspect of it, maybe the idea of forgetting is a pretty powerful thing that you're told to forget, no matter what you're talking about. That's something that we, you know, really have to fight against, don't we?
Yeah, well, you know, some people have written songs about 1984 and all that kind of thing. This says it much more subtly. It's the same kind of message as, you know, if the government tells you to forget something, it didn't happen. And so there's an overarching moral to the whole story. And, you know, I have played the whole thing about a few weeks ago on the Midnight Special in an outer space sequence, but it's a very chilling song. So,
yeah. Well, this is the Afternoon Magazine, and we're here on the program during our fall fun drive. And that's why Development Director George Hauenstein is with us this afternoon in the studio. George, what was your introduction to the music of the singer-songwriter?
Well, it might have been Joan Baez and Judy Collins, my folks listening to them and being from Boston, which is kind of a birthplace of sorts to folk music. And so got into it at an early age, I would say, and enjoying hearing the music and hearing the stories behind some of the songs.
Yeah. Well, I think why I asked you that question is that, you know, when you discover public radio, you get hooked.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the first time you tuned into public radio and how it became?
I do. It probably was a show like the Midnight Special, introducing a folk show on one of the public stations in the Boston area, and it got me hooked. And here I am today, asking you for you, the listener, the listener who's enjoying this program, to show your support with a contribution, help keep WILL going strong. Programs like the Afternoon Magazine, like the Midnight Special, like All Things Considered, 50% of what it takes to keep these programs on the air comes from contributions from listeners like you. So hope you'll kick in $40 or $100 or $150, whatever amount is right for you. We have a number of great thank you presents. I might take a second to tout the L.L. Bean wreath, Celeste, that we're offering this time, the holiday wreath, for a charge contribution of $120 to support this radio station. Mm-hmm. WILL will send you a holiday 24-inch holiday wreath from L.L. Bean. It'll arrive in early December, and it's a beautiful wreath, as most L.L. Bean products are. Good for indoor or outdoor hanging. It's got a wonderful red bow. For your available as a thank you present for your charge pledge of $120 or more. And actually, if you go to our website, willpledge.org, you can not only make a contribution there, but you can also see a picture of that wreath and then take a look at it, read the description, and then make that $120 charge pledge right at willpledge.org. Or if you'd prefer, call the volunteers at 244-9455.
Okay. Brighten up your door or
exactly.
your living room. And the long winter that lies ahead, we're getting a taste of it already, I think. This month here in mid-October, it's been quite chilly and damp. This is the Afternoon Magazine. My name is Celeste Quinn. Our guest this afternoon is Rich Warren, host of the Midnight Special. If you've got a question or a comment about folk music, singer-songwriters, the Midnight Special, join us with a telephone call to 333-9455-333-WILL. Toll free 800-222-9455. 800-222-WILL. And when you call in on these numbers, we won't ask you for your money, but we hope you've already made that call to that other number, 244-WILL. I think we've got a listener coming in now to talk with us. So let's go and take a call from a listener in Sycamore on line 4. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. I'm really delighted to hear your guest on. And I've liked listening to the Midnight Special ever since I found you guys started carrying it. I was first introduced to it back in the late 60s. By a college roommate who brought hours and hours of reel-to-reel tapes from his home in Oak Park to Cleveland, where we both went to school. And then I moved to the Chicago area just a few years later. And I was wondering how long your guest has been hosting the show. Has it been since then?
Well, I became involved with the Midnight Special officially in 1974 as the co-producer when Ray Nordstrand hosted the program. I first hosted it myself in 1983, and I became the sole host in 1996. However, I did start hanging out at WFMT when I was 16 years old back in the mid-60s. So I've been around the Midnight Special longer than I care to remember, and it's been my passion. That's what I wanted to be when I grew up, was host the Midnight Special. And by some fortuitous circumstances and the faith of Ray Nordstrand and Norm Pellegrini, both of whom are gone now, I had the honor and the pleasure and the privilege to do that. So the Midnight Special itself started in 1953. The first host was Mike Nichols, who created the show, the Mike Nichols. Mm-hmm. And then Norm Pellegrini took up the reins when Mike went to New York, and then Ray Nordstrand came aboard. And it's pretty much Ray and Norm until I joined in the 1970s. And it's a pleasure to do the show.
Well, that's great. I appreciate your filling in on the history. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for the call this afternoon. Well, what was it like as a teenager to walk through the doors of WFMT and say, hi, I'm a big fan, and can I hang out?
I can't put into words. I actually had asked Ray Nordstrand to talk, give a talk on folk music to my high school folk song club, which I was the vice president of in Evanston. And he hadn't answered my original letter, so I just went down to WFMT and walked in the door and said, I want to see Ray Nordstrand. And the receptionist says, do you have an appointment? Because he was the sales director of the station at the time. And he actually dropped his work and came out to greet me and invited me back to his office and showed me the station. I thought I had reached Mount Olympus. I thought I was in the home of the gods, because all the people I heard on the radio were there. It's Dutch Turkle running around and Norm Pellegrini and everybody. And yeah. I was just absolutely in awe. And Ray agreed to come to talk to the Folk Song Club. And when he was done, I said, can I come up and watch you host the Midnight Special sometime? He said, well, I'm kind of shy and I really like an audience, but, well, okay, you seem like a nice enough kid. You can come up. And then he couldn't get rid of me. And that's sort of the way it started. And I got to know the people at WFMT. And then, of course, I came down here to school at U of I and created a program that was an unabashed imitation of the Midnight Special called Changes on WPGU. And then I took that WTWC for a couple of years. And when that sort of ended, I was without a job, and I called Ray at WFMT and said, okay, now you can pay me to come up and watch you do the Midnight Special. And after hemming and hawing for a while, he said, well, okay. So I ended up working at WFMT, and it's, you know, the dream of a lifetime, basically. So I've really haven't worked very many other places. I've been WFMT since 1974, and it is a wonderful, wonderful place to be. The creativity, the kind of people who work there, it's a very special place.
When did the Midnight Special go into syndication on public radio?
Well, it's had two different runs. It began in syndication actually about 1971 originally through the Broadcasting Foundation of America, long before there was actually a formal NPR. And that lasted through about 1991 or 92, and then it stopped. And then when I took over the show full-time in 96, we restarted via the NPR satellite. And it's been in syndication since then. We're on about 40 or 50 stations around the country and the XM satellite. And I do get a lot of response from especially like WILL. I get a lot of response. We have a station in Florida in Tallahassee, which has an avid listenership, and Indianapolis and Little Rock and the entire state of Montana and all the repeaters of the one NPR station in Montana, like 12 repeaters. So it's amazing the people around the country, but I do have to be careful what I play because things that would be acceptable on WILL or WFMT are not necessarily acceptable in Tallahassee or in Boise. Because they get the Montana public radio there. So you have to think twice, and I have to, like, self-edit the program in a lot of cases to make sure I don't offend anybody in places that don't have a more liberal, I'm not saying politically liberal, but more liberal attitude about what they think. So,
well, I think every station that has a, you know, that is tuned into its community does just that in all manner of ways, whether it's providing local weather or whatever. So how much do you have to change? How much change is there across the country? Because there are a lot of stations carrying the Midnight Special.
Well, there's just a few things I tend to drop. There are also language issues. In Chicago, you can pretty much play profanity on the radio without getting the trouble as long as it's not obscenity. But you can't use profanity in the South, for example. So certain phrases have to be cut out. In fact, one listener nailed me on it. He was listening in Little Rock or somewhere. He said, well, I know this song. I heard it on WFMT all those years, and you cut out this one word. I said, yeah, we played that word on WFMT, but I wouldn't play it in Little Rock because there are some very religious people there who might be offended. We're in Chicago. The religious people don't listen to WFMT, so we're okay. So you have to be very sensitive to the audience. And it's one thing to do something in Chicago or New York or L.A., but it's something else to do it in Bozeman or in Tallahassee. And I have to be sensitive to people. And we actually lost an underwriter because of something we played, a political piece that had no obscenity or anything like that, but it was a very strongly anti-right-wing political piece. And somebody we were in Orlando at the time, they heard it and they wrote to the underwriter, and the underwriter dropped the show. So we're not that sensitive. WFMT once lost a $50,000 a year underwriter because of something I played, and they told the underwriter, well, that's tough. This is what we do. This is radio. This is the First Amendment. That song was not offensive in any kind of prurient way, so we're going to continue doing it, and that underwriter went away.
Yeah, there's got to be space for people to listen to one another and have a dialogue. Well, put that argument aside, and let's play some more music.
Here's a brand new John Gorka CD, and I chose the shortest song on it, which is a really neat song. So let's hear something from John Gorka from his new CD.
Can't get over it, better go around. Can't get around it, better go down. Can't get under, so better go up and start all over again. I really didn't know, didn't get to say goodbye. Though it still hurts, Don't know if I'll ever cry. I can't find words, so I shake my head and I try to start over again. There's trouble if you stay, and sorrow if you go. Seems like you leave too fast, or you check out way too slow.
So that's John Gorka, a little hint of John Gorka there from his new CD, yes?
Yes, the new CD is called So Dark You See, and it wasn't the song I intended to play. I miswrote the thing there, but that's another great song. We just heard a piece of it. I'd like to squeeze one more thing in here. This is a local boy, more or less. He's from Springfield, but he went to school at the U of I. And he is writing some of the most incredible songs. Again, sound traditional. He's great at writing the poetry and the catchy melodies. And he's really something. His name is Ben Bedford, and he lives in Springfield. And this is a song about, this is a true story about a coal mine disaster in northern Illinois, not down south where we think of coal mines, but in northern Illinois. This is the Cherry Mine.
Another autumn day up here in Cherry Town. You don't feel November when you're 500 feet underground. And I thank the Lord each night he brought him back home safe. The fire just burned his hands, singed his hair and grazed his face. Another autumn day in the mine, and the men went down 40 mules to haul the coal with a heavy roll and rusty sound. They lowered the feed hay down. They must have caught the lamps like water slipping over stones. The spread and smoke moved too fast.
Ooh, swing that pickaxe, boy. Sink that shovel and the rock in northern Illinois. Ooh, hear it echo soft in the earth below, in the hopeful sky above. Men from the rescue squad reached deep for friend and kin. Six times they sank below, six times they saved more men.
Ben Bedford, Land of the Shadows is the title of the CD, and that's the Cherry Mine, which was indeed a terrible, terrible disaster.
And just after we faded, it's the seventh time they go down and the rescue squad doesn't come back.
Yeah. Well, let's take another call. A listener in Champaign would like to talk with you this afternoon, Rich. So let's go there and take this call. Line one, hi.
Okay, I'll try to be quick. I realize you do have to censor your songs, but my gut response was, when I heard what you said, particularly about the South, was go ahead and defend them. I'm sure that some of these religious right are listening to Glenn Beck and marching on the mall and so forth, and that irritates me to no end, but that's their freedom to do that. And you played this very interesting song, which I want to hear eventually, all of it, by Susan McDermott. I believe that was the name.
Yes.
And that was about the government censoring. And in a sense, and I realize the need you have to do it, but in a way you're doing the same thing. So it's not meant as a strong criticism. It's just kind of a...
Well, let me explain the issue there, and I fully agree with you, believe me. But the thing is, I can't make decisions for other radio stations. It has to be their decision. And the trouble is, all these stations are automated these days, and they take the show off the satellite, they put it on a hard drive, and whenever they air it at that time, it goes on the air, and they don't even listen to it in advance. And so if I play something that would get them in trouble, it's a very awkward situation because I can't afford to get somebody else in trouble for what I believe. That's my philosophy. Whereas if I know the audience, if I know the station, like WFMT, where the show originates, we never, unless it's an obscenity that has to be by law censored, and even that bugs the heck out of me. But if a song is really great and it just has an obscenity, I have to take that out. But as far as political messages, I've never censored a song for what it says politically or even using common profanity. It's only obscenity that really is the thing that you have to be. The fine for obscenity now for a radio station is $130,000, and you can lose your license for one obscenity.
Maybe I misunderstood you. I thought you mentioned you did stopped censored songs that attack the right wing or something of that.
Well, I won't do a song that some people might find offensive to their religion, for example. I just won't do it. In Chicago, when I know we don't have people of certain religions listening, I feel a little more at ease. But I won't take lines out of a song that changes its viewpoint ever. I'll just drop the whole song. I'll never cut a song apart to change what the author says. But there are just a few songs that can be problematic. And even some comedy we play, there's a routine from 50 years ago called Plastic Jesus, which is one of the most requested songs in WFMT, but I'm a little little hesitant to play it in certain areas of the South.
Okay. We got to wrap up here. I want to thank the listener for his call.
And can I just say that there are two more women, just so people don't think I'm being exclusively male here, Anais Mitchell and Dar Williams I had brought with me to play, and I knew we probably wouldn't get to everything, but I'm trying to base it 50-50 on men and women. We just didn't get to them, so...
Well, let me count up here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There was no way we would get to 7
right.
tunes this afternoon, but you'll just have to come back.
Well, it's
right?
been my pleasure.
Okay. Rich Warren is the host of The Midnight Special. The Midnight Special is a program of folk music and humor. You can hear it on many public radio stations, including this one. We hope you'll join us for The Midnight Special Saturday afternoons from 2 to 4 o'clock. And it is due to the generosity of our listeners that the programs you count on, like The Midnight Special, are here on this particular public radio station.
And we are in our fall fund drive right now. If you're one of those generous listeners who's called already, thank you so very much. If you haven't called but you've been listening and thinking about it, and maybe your membership is up for renewal, well, take the time now to call 244-9455 or contribute on our website, willpledge.org. Celeste mentioned a few minutes ago that listener support accounts for about 50% of the budget here at WILO. That's an incredible percentage. It means that we answer to you, the listeners, and that's where we're answering to you today when you call 244-9455. Let us know what programs you like and make a contribution in any amount. $40 gets you the discount card. Get you discounts on arts and cultural events and retail places and restaurants and places to eat here in Champaign-Urbana and on up into Chicago and around the country. That's for your contribution of $40. $75, Celeste will send two member cards as well as our program guide, Patterns Magazine. But really, you pick the amount. Could be $40, could be $400. And then call 244-9455.
So make a pledge and make a difference. 217 is the area code, the number 244-9455, or online at willpledge.org, willpledge.org. Well, it's 1:53. It's time we turn things over to Todd Gleason. He has settlement prices for us this afternoon, and he's got the closing market report coming up, and I think there's an ag challenge he's going to tell us about at some point this afternoon. Todd?
Hey, there is. You know what, Celeste, is it okay if I just take her right on out to the top of the hour?
You do it.
Okay, good deal.
Go for
Dave
it.
Dickey and I will handle it from here on out because we want to start things out, Davey. Let's go. Let's get those phones a-rocking here for agricultural programming. Dickey is in the hall with us. That's kind of
Woo-hoo!
Funny, isn't it? Yeah, baby. But the number to call is 217-244-9455. You've got an ag challenge, Dave, we want to talk about?
Oh, we certainly do. Let's set the table so we can get those phones ringing right now at 217-244-9455. When we hear from 75 pledgers in support of our Illinois Public Media Agricultural Service, we can add $1,000 to our pledge total thanks to AgriGold Hybrids, Global Commodity Analytics, Farm Credit Services, and Bates Commodities. So be the next to help us along the way. We heard from 19 people this morning, Todd. Would love to hear from 20 people this afternoon, 217-244-9455. And along the way, if they pledge at the $175 level, they can get that Hightower trading guide from 2009. I think it's a must if you're a serious trader. $175 pledge, 217-244-9455. Pretty exclusive. I think we have less than 20 of those left to give out.
All right, 217-244-9455. Get those phones ringing, and we'll bring you some numbers from the CME Group right now, Board of Trade, and the Chicago Livestock numbers. But you need to dial that number, 217-244-9455. Now, in Chicago on this Thursday afternoon, don't forget, we're going to talk to Zwick a little bit later, but we'll discuss why these numbers are all in the red today with him. December futures were down 8 cents in the soft red winter wheat pit today, with a high price of 513 and 3 quarters, a low at 496 and a quarter. Settlement price at 505, down 8. The March, 532 the high, the low at 15 and a half. A settlement price at 523 and 3 quarters, down 8 and a quarter. And the May futures for the soft red, 545 the high, the low at 528, settled at 536 and a half, down 8 and a quarter. July contract, that's the harvest month for the soft red next year, 555 the high, the low at 39 and a half, settled at $5.47 and a half, down 8 and a quarter cents. In Kansas City, December down 6 for the hard red at $5.18. Corn pit now, December contract, a dime lower, 383 the high, the low at 68 and a half, settlement price $3.73, down 10. March futures 394 and 3 quarters the high, the low at 380 and a half. Settlement price at $3.85, down 10 cents. In the May, 402 and a half the high, the low at 389 and a half. Settled 393 and a half, down 9 and a half. In July contract, 409 and 3 quarters the high, the low at 397 and a quarter. Settlement price there at $4 a penny and a quarter, down 9 cents. September futures 407, the settlement price down 8. In December of next year, 419 the high, the low at 408 and 3 quarters. Settlement price at 413 and a half, down 6 and a half cents. December oats, 251 and 3 quarters the high, the low at 243. Settled 250, down 3 and a half cents. November beans, $9.99 the high, the low at 971. Settled 983, down 11. January futures, $10.25 the high, the low at 975. Settlement price at 987 and 3 quarters, down 10 and a quarter. And the March soybeans for the day, $10.25 the high, the low at 976 and a quarter. Settlement price at 990 and a quarter, down 8 and 3 quarters. May futures in the bean pit, 995 the high, the low at 71. Settlement price at $9.86 and 3 quarters, down 6 and 3 quarters. And July futures, a 987 and a half settlement price, down 3 and a half cents. November soybeans, a gain today. Finished with a top of 980 and 3 quarters, a bottom at 956, settled at $9.78 and a half. Up 2 and a quarter. December bean meal futures, $306.50 the high, the low at 293, settled 296.20, down 950. December bean oil, 36.98 the high, the low at 35.45, settlement price $36.78, up 60 cents on the afternoon. Don't forget to dial the number 217-244-9455 with your pledge of financial support for the ag programming on Illinois Public Media.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Tim Wells in Moline at 309-797-7369. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Here are some of the numbers as they finished up at the CME Group's livestock site on the afternoon. Hey, don't forget, dial that number, 217-244. What's it finished with?
9455, Todd.
Thank you very much. Dave Dickey is in the house. Dial the number, 217-244-9455. Live cattle futures now. The high for the day, 83.90. The low at 83.55. Settlement price, $83.80, up 55 cents. December futures, 85.82 and a half the high, the low at 85.25. Settled 85.65, 7.5 cents higher in the February. 86.20 the high, the low at 85.75. Settled $86.05, up 15. April, live cattle, 88.40 the high, the low at 88.10. Settled 88.25, 12 and a half higher. October feeders for the day, 94.45 the high, the low at 94.10. Settlement price at $94.12, up 40 on the afternoon. And the November, 95.10 the high, the low at 94.52.5, a settlement at 94.60, up 45. January feeder cattle, 95.90 the high, the low at 95.40. Settlement price at 95.42.5, up 45. And the March contract, 96.82.5 the high, the low at 96.35, settled $96.37.5, up 15 cents. Lean hog futures, $54.75, the high, the low at 53.75. Settlement price at 54.47.5, up 22.5 in the February futures, $61 the high, low at 60 bucks, settled at $60.70, that is, up 45 in the Febs. And the April lean hog, 65.80 the high. The low at $65, settlement price at $65.55, 5 cents higher on the afternoon. May contract down 2.5 at $71 on the settlement price. You are, by the way, listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 in Urbana. Coming up on the top of the hour, it is 2 o'clock.